Welcome to Bible Insights, the podcast where ancient wisdom meets modern life. The Old Testament of the King James Version of the Bible. The First Book of Moses, called Genesis. This passage from Genesis 26 narrates a series of events in the life of Isaac, Abraham's son, amidst a backdrop of famine, fear, deceit, conflict, and eventual peace and prosperity. Famine and Divine Guidance. The story begins with Isaac facing a famine, leading him to consider moving to Egypt for survival. However, God appears to Isaac, instructing him to stay in the land promised to Abraham, assuring him of divine protection and the continuation of Abraham's covenant. This includes the promise to make his descendants numerous and to bless all nations through them, contingent on obedience to God's commands, mirroring the covenant made with Abraham. Deception and fear. Like his father Abraham, Isaac lies about his relationship with his wife Rebekah, out of fear for his life, claiming she is his sister. This deception is later discovered by Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, who reproaches Isaac for the potential danger his lie could have caused. Prosperity amidst hostility. Despite the rocky start, Isaac finds success in the land, becoming very wealthy. However, this prosperity leads to envy and conflict with the Philistines, particularly over the rights to water sources, a critical asset in such an arid region. Conflict resolution and covenant. Following a series of disputes over wells with the Philistines, Isaac moves away to avoid conflict, digging new wells and finally finding peace and room to grow without dispute. His peaceful approach eventually leads to a covenant of peace with Abimelech, signifying mutual recognition and non-aggression. Divine reassurance. God appears to Isaac, reaffirming the covenant made with Abraham, emphasizing Isaac's role in this ongoing divine plan. This reassurance leads Isaac to worship and establish his presence firmly in the land through the act of building an altar and digging a well, symbols of claiming and settling the land. Continued legacy of Abraham. The chapter closes with personal notes on Isaac's family, highlighting Esau's marriages which grieved Isaac and Rebekah, indicating the beginning of future familial and tribal conflicts. Now, let's relate this message to a modern-day context. The story of Isaac can be likened to navigating life's challenges with faith and integrity while dealing with scarcity, famine, ethical dilemmas, lying about Rebekah, and conflicts with the Philistines. Isaac's journey underscores the importance of resilience, the pursuit of peaceful resolutions, and the value of faith and obedience to guidance, whether divine or moral. Like Isaac, individuals today face decisions that test their principles, require negotiation and compromise, and ultimately shape their legacy and relationships with others. His story encourages finding sustainable and ethical solutions to conflicts, honoring commitments, and the belief that perseverance and integrity can lead to prosperity and peace, even in the face of adversity. Following our journey through the depths of this analogy, we move to explore the scripture directly, aiming to capture the essence of its profound message. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech king of the Philistines unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him, and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, "She is my sister," for he feared to say, "She is my wife," lest, said he, "the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon." And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech king of the Philistines looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Behold, of a surety she is thy wife, and how saidst thou, she is my sister?" And Isaac said unto him, "Because I said, lest I die for her." And Abimelech said, "What is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lightly have lien with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us." And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great, for he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, "Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we." And Isaac departed thence, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley, and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours," and he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well, and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, and he said, "For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, "I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake." And he builded an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzath one of his friends, and Phicol the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, "Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you?" And they said, "We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord." And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning, and sware one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day, that Isaac's servants came, and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, "We have found water." And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashmath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah. Closing our chapter today, but the story continues. Until next time, this is Bible Insights, where ancient wisdom meets modern life.